The Holy Ghost is still putting out new dimension of power. Destinies will come alive tonight. We're going to shut struggles down. If you came here on a struggle, you're not going to leave with a struggle. Insight. Illumination. Inspiration makes a difference. God never quit talking. Watch this next statement. God never quit telling what Jesus has done for you. It's infinitum. What does that mean? Unlimited. We got to stop preaching the same old sermon over and over again. Somebody wants something fresh. Everybody say fresh.
Fresh.
Say, I want something fresh.
Want something fresh.
Yeah, yeah. A fresh word will bring a fresh anointing. Will bring a fresh life. God, your grace is upon this place and your power is here and your people are here. We thank you for this first night. We know that the right word from you will ignite this place. And we thank you for igniting this place with your presence. We give you all the glory and all the honor for what transpired in these meetings. And we trust the Holy Ghost to help us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I want to talk to you a minute before I get started. This morning, you need to get a hold of that. In my kingdom meditation, take note of that. Begin to pause. To take only by itself kingdom meditation. How do you do it, Apostle? I said, Lord, I'm going to meditate on the kingdom right now for 15 minutes. Understood.
Yes, sir.
Every kingdom scripture that the Holy Ghost bring up, I pause and ask him what you're saying. And one of the things he's saying in his apostolic kingdom time we're dealing with in this camp meeting, I want you to write these things down. Kingdom restoration. I must restore my kingdom back in my people's heart so they can move higher in the spirit realm. Not only that, the kingdom of God ruling government over everything. Get it down now, the kingdom of God. Ruling government over everything.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's go back to the born again experience. Jesus said, you must be born again. He preached that one time. We are people that are filled with the Spirit. We pray in the Spirit. And that's powerful. We know how to praise and worship. We just got through. Powerful praise and worship. We talk about it. The church and Christianity who do not know how to function in the kingdom does not have much power. The first set of keys was given to the church were to unlock the kingdom. Yes, sir. That spiritual governmental power,
yes, sir,
would be in every believer's mouth.
Yes.
Whatever you bind on earth,
yes,
you see why it haven't been binding? You see why it haven't been loosened?
Yes,
because it has to be done from a church that is operating in the kingdom. Glory. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Some of these statements, you need to write them down. Kingdom of God always reigning in your spirit and your mind. God order. Romans 8:2. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free of the law of sin and death. Kingdom law. Bringing you back a new dimension of kingdom living.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your life will shift this week.
Yes, sir.
You ever heard the Spirit says? Let me tell you what he just said to me. You got all the gears shifting this one gear of kingdom principles, kingdom purpose, kingdom precept, kingdom concept. You will begin to conceive things that you couldn't carry. No more miscarriage in your confession. We've been having miscarriage because the baby was too heavy without kingdom instruction. You will never lose another baby. When you see it in the word, it will come to you. All right, now I want you to get this down before I even start teaching. Kingdom blessing, he told me, will be restored. Every time you see the word bless or empower the prosper, it's a kingdom connotation.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Yes. Yes, sir. When he was talking to me, he says, kingdom blessing. You know the next thing he said? I thought they both was the same, but you might be smarter than me. He says, kingdom benefits. Is about to fly in the body of Christ. The world will have to take another look when we start functioning in the kingdom properly. You will begin to live beyond breakthrough. I got a book they're trying to get out. I think they had a misprint on it, so I read it and they had to send it back. Then Montrell, my Miller son, said he didn't like the cover. He wanted it to be a little more elegant, so they're working on it. But beyond breakthrough, I got in an area there. We're talking about beyond breakthrough. Everybody trying to get a breakthrough. I don't need no breakthrough no more. I'm already through. Now I got to cuss. Ain't no bastard going to stop me. You know what a bastard spirit is, right? I know that's shocking. Shocking to you, but I need to tell you sometime. You're not going to be going after breakthrough. You're going to break through, and you ain't going to need no more breakthrough. We have not really tasted, as we should taste, the statement that is made in the Bible, somewhere in the Bible, better covenant. Yeah.
Right.
Where is it? Yeah. I ain't never talking about in the Bible, I'm talking about in your life.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna stop lying.
Yeah.
And gonna start really living it. This will cause you to belittle the enemy on purpose. Yes. Write that down. What's the matter with y'all? Belittle it. When you start functioning in that kingdom properly, you're going to start belittling the enemy on purpose. You listening?
Yes.
I can't teach you unless I get this out to you. Listen. Before and after results is about to come upon you. You heard that? Before this camp meeting and after you leave, results gonna be different. Catch it, catch it, catch it in the air. Catch it. Believe it. Receive it. Most in this room, you are not satisfied with your result compared to what you know. More things should be moving in my life. I should be more happier. I should be more free. I should not have to pray about no needs. I've seen it in the Word.
Yes.
He's my supplier.
Yes.
I believe it. Tonight, as you learn the flow in the kingdom, you access and activate on purpose, in power. You listening? We got to get off the wrong end of that voice. Turn to Matthew 6:33. We got to get off the wrong end of that voice.
Yeah.
What'd you go to church for? If all your needs was met, and if you could build your mansion and have no bills, would you still praise Him? Yeah, but he has to know that in your heart.
Yeah.
See, the man is reading your heart.
Yeah. Right.
You're saying stuff out your mouth, but the man reading your heart.
Right.
Are you here just because you want something?
Yeah.
That's all right, wanting something, but are you here because you love me?
Yeah.
If you love me right, you'll never have no wants.
Yeah.
Your wants telling on your love. Tonight, we'll be doing this. Get ready to shout. I'm about to tell you something. Tonight, we'll be breaking the seals of a kingdom abundance. No, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. There are some abundance that belong to you been jammed up tonight. The seal will be broken and the abundance will come out. on your life like never before. Listen to me. I've been around a while in the spirit, in the kingdom, and in the work of God. There are in this room and hundreds, probably over 1,000 tonight by internet, is ready for kingdom abundance seal to be broken. Yes. They know it's there. I'm going to see how bold you are. And I'm tired waiting. I want to skip one. He told me this last one. Then I'm going to begin to read the scriptures. But he told me to ask of you something. This is real powerful. His desire, ladies as well as men, for every one of you tonight to become a barefooted priest. Yes. Meaning what? Yes, I'm not going to try to run my life no more. And I'm not going to try to force the scripture to do something I'm not letting it do. You have to become a barefooted priest to operate in the kingdom properly. That means barefooted priest mean I don't make no steps without direction. Now we got this scripture. You may be seated. We got this scripture in Luke. We got this scripture in Matthew. Luke 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things will be added. We talked about being on the wrong end of the scripture. We go over in Luke, we find out that it's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And then he told us to sell everything. You found that one pearl.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Found out you didn't need the rest of that stuff. This will do it all. I want you to get to see this now. All right, now. The kingdom of God, let's sell her what's going on now in our nation. You're gonna be heaven, are you ready for it? We're gonna sell it right now. We're gonna sell it. All the contraption they're going through and trying to figure it out. I listen to them, you know, and they're going over and over, talk to this point. Talking that portion, I'm going to shut it right now. Listen, I want you to write this down. The kingdom of God is the only law and order.
Yes, sir. Come on, that's right, sir.
All they have to do is call one of these boys, and it'd be straightened out.
Yes, sir.
See, they're trying to handle it by their law and order. No. The kingdom of God is the only law and order. Turn to Romans 8:2. Let's read the Bible, Romans 8:2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. You know, when you shoot another person, that's a sin. One of my teachers said this. The truth about the kingdom is difficult to get across to people. They, and I'm going to say this to add to it. They're so used to the Barney hop. They hop the same way every year. It was said, to teach this properly, You're battling against 1,800 years of spiritual and mental stagnation concerning the kingdom. Woo! Anybody who claims Christ as Savior become a citizen of the kingdom of God, but too many are not appropriating their citizenship.
Yes, sir.
Galatians chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1. Let's just start at verse 1. Galatians chapter 4. See, this citizenship depicts a sonship. If the sonship is not in place, because we believe in sacrificing and serving and just all that. You know, we just believe in, I'm suffering for the Lord. Lord, you're not suffering for the Lord. You're suffering from your stupidity. Listen. Listen. You are sons and daughters. You have divine rights to have the best. Check your fist at your neighbor. So you better listen.
Come on, Apostle.
Notice Romans 4. Now I say that as long as he's a child. Look what he said. He's different. Nothing from a servant. Though he is Lord of all. Wow. You see that?
Yes,
you've read that scripture before, right?
Yes,
huh? You didn't read it talking about the kingdom.
Come on. Yes, sir.
See, that scripture have a kingdom connotation on it.
Yes, sir.
You're not going to ever be Lord if you don't know the mystery of the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
If you don't know Romans 14 and 17,
yes, sir.
That the kingdom is not materialization. The kingdom work on manifestation. Materialization is the lowest ebb in the spirit world. If you know what you're doing, you can make stuff. The Bible called it calling things that be not as though they were. Give me the second verse. Galatians, but it's under tutors. Oh, my. Look at that word, next word.
Yeah.
Look what it is.
What? Yeah.
And governor until the time appointed of the Father.
Come on, Apostle. Come on. Work with it.
Y'all want to tear this place up?
Yes, sir.
The Father have appointed the time.
Yeah.
In this camp meeting. The time is here now. We'll do it this week.
Yeah.
You will know who you are.
Yeah.
You come from under every other government.
Yeah.
Turn to Isaiah chapter 9. I'll come back there. Turn to Isaiah 9, verse 6. Isaiah 9, 6. We come from under that other government. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. What? Kingdom is about government. And the government shall be on your shoulder. How many of y'all carrying a load you know you're not supposed to be carrying? Come on, tell the truth. Yeah, we're going to get that load off of you this week. That thing coming off of you. Tell somebody next to you, that thing coming off of you. Tell them, it's coming off of you. The Holy Ghost going to take the load off in this place tonight. And his name should be called, look what he called him, Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. How many of y'all want some of that?
Yeah.
Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Of the increase of what?
Come on, Apostle.
There should be no end. Up on the throne of David, watch him, and up on his... I'm going to ask a question. This kingdom he's talking about, are you in it?
Yes, sir.
You in this kingdom here?
Yes, sir.
So what should be on your life? Increase.
Yes,
sir. I'm going to show it to you in a few minutes. Increase cometh on my life tonight.
No doubt about it.
In everything.
Every good thing.
Hallelujah. To audit, to establish it with judgment, with justice, from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts. That's not a Jeremiah 1:12 to me. He watch over his word to perform it. Psalm 115, I don't know what verse. Good in the back, don't know what to do. Psalm 115, where he's talking about increase. If you trust him and you fear, the Holy Ghost calling this up. It's not in my notes, but he's calling it up for a reason, because I want me some increase. And nothing wrong with wanting increase. Don't let nobody lie to you. Increase belongs to me. May God supernaturally pay some of y'all bills off. See God, God has to back his word up. You gotta trust him, you see. In Psalm 115:12, it says, the Lord had been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless. 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 He's a blesser. He will bless. He will bless. I see him blessing. I see him blessing. Kept saying he will bless. The Lord have been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord. Shall increase you. Help me somebody. Help me somebody. Help me somebody. Help me somebody. The Lord will increase you. What? More and more. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Wow. 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 Kingdom citizenship must be experienced before it can be seen. All I want you this week is to have an experience. And baby, you're going to see some stuff. You get the right experience while you're here. If you hear this, you hear the voice of these men of God, and you get the experience while you're here, you're going to see some stuff. We must, I'm reading his meditation that he gave me. We must recover the present day benefits that come with our kingdom of God relationship and citizenship.
Yeah.
There are some present day benefits the church have not been enduring because it was giving the kingdom of God a dab. It wasn't fully functioning in the kingdom. It tried to fully function in the church. The church cannot fully function without government. Somebody got to be in charge. Yes. Hearing from God. Yes. And not afraid of you.
Yes.
And tell you, thus said the Lord. Yes. Change your ugly way.
Yes.
So I can get you out of this mess.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my Lord. Forgive the last heifer that upset you. She holding you back. Forgive that heifer. And let heaven rescue you. She can't stop you.
She can't stop you.
Let her say what she wants.
Yeah.
Walk it on out. Walk it on out.
Yeah.
I see some of y'all don't like the way I'm preaching. That's why you're so broke. That's why your church won't grow. You don't like the way I'm preaching. This ain't no entertainment center.
Come on, Apostle.
I look at some of y'all faces. You act like you're so deep. You ain't that deep, man. You better get a mirror and intimidate yourself. You can't intimidate me. I'm here to walk this thing, man, for a few minutes. Let me walk for a few minutes, man. Looking at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. What? Write this down. Childlike faith. This sounds like a, what that thing, oxymoron? Childlike faith will mature you in kingdom citizenship. To express in your lifestyles, value, morals, manifestation, and supernatural demonstration. Let's get to the next one, then I'll start teaching. The kingdom of God is not a man's idea. Therefore, men can't control it. Because it's a God idea. Woo. So, let me remind you, let's not forget the king of the kingdom. Let's not forget the laws of the kingdom. Come on, get it down. Let's not forget the benefit of the kingdom. Got to repeat it. Some of y'all are so depressed you can't hear me. Listen. Let me get the pressure off. I'm saying these things for a reason. See, these three things are very important. Let's not forget the king of the kingdom who nobody could whoop. Not even death. Bread and fishes couldn't whoop him. They had to obey him. The wind couldn't whoop him. Stormy water couldn't whoop him. He stood up and said, peace, be still. He's inside of you. He'll act the same way if you let him. He'll do it again. Out of your mouth. Out of your mind. Out of your spirit. He lives in you. The bread, the fish, the water, and the wind should obey you. Sickness and disease should obey you. The fish in the muddy mouth should obey you. Let me give them to you again. All right, do it, Lord. Let not forget the King of the kingdom. Let's not forget the laws of the kingdom. Let's not forget the benefit of the kingdom. Now get ready to take some notes. Go back to Matthew 6:33. I explain to you when he says, talk about seeking the kingdom, is not in the connotation of when he talked to those who he was talking, and he says that if you seek the kingdom, you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to be in fear about anything, and all your provision will be there. But he's talking about seek the kingdom. To us, seeking the kingdom is how the kingdom operate, how the kingdom function, and how I can get it to work for me. So when he says seek the kingdom and his righteousness, he's talking about something that is already in you. And putting you in a position to make it function like he designed it to function. Are you with me? I said, are you with me? All right, now you got to understand that. You got to understand that. Now, in reading, you know, the Bible said the children of this world are wiser than the children of light over there in Luke 16. In reading behind real wealthy men, I found something out. And I'm going to share it with you so you can become wealthy. You have to seek the kingdom in a certain way. Underline the word certain way. In faith, without fear. But I want you to underline that word certain way. I am where I am because I function in a certain way. And I won't let nobody cause me to function another way. Say this, kingdom faith is on the inside of me. Right now. You must know that the kingdom of God, Romans 14, 17, you've said, is a spiritual kingdom. You can't go there in the flesh. It's a spiritual kingdom. It works by faith. It works by love. It works by joy. It works by peace. It releases a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge. That's the way the kingdom works. It bypass the visible and bring you into the realm of the invisible, and you see things other people don't see. Then you have things other people don't have. It's that old religious spirit that is up in you. That religious spirit, that ritual spirit, that routine spirit. Be released into, don't become satisfied and set here and starchy, all starchy. I'm trying to help you, child, all starchy. Get off that, get that religious spirit off of you. There's a divine setup on you tonight. When you think you got it and you know you don't got it, you'll never have it. I'm a spy. I was with the 12 when they went and checked the land out. I'm not thinking about the giant. And I don't feel like a grasshopper. All of us can get blessed up in here tonight if you just raise your hand and praise God for a new beginning and a new time and a new anointing and a new awareness. Listen, I got to tell this to you. Nobody won't know about your scripture tonight. I don't want your outline. Mine's doing fine. Now, when your outline, I do mine, I'll talk to you. And I'm not talking about material. I'm talking about in the spirit world. He walks with me and talks with me and tell me I'm his own. Every day. He put his hand on my shoulder. He shake me sometimes. Sometimes he whisper in my ear. You got to do it in a certain way. You can't run with the multitude. They just want entertainment. Don't worry about your church having 5,000-10,000 people. Don't worry about that. Minister to who you have. Don't get caught up in numbers. Numbers are very dangerous. More creeps come in through numbers. Crickets making noise. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're not cricket anymore. I'm from the country. The crickets make a little small, make a lot of noise. Somebody better let me preach up in here. It's a spiritual cancer. It's a spiritual kingdom denoting the fact in Romans 14, 17, it's not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and meaning supernatural. That means it's supernatural. That means nothing can stop it. It is beyond, watch this, impossibilities. Many under my voice in this auditorium and around the world, I'm hearing this in my spirit. See, I got to pick up what in my spirit, will be rescued tonight. Oh, I got it, Lord. From unrest and worry. Heavy hang over our head. Oh my. Matthew 16. You got your shouting glory? Help me preach, Lord. Matthew 16. Oh my. My, my. I'm going to. My, my, my. Oh my. Awesome. 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 Everything that is awful in your life tonight become awesome. We are about to unlock blessings that is way past due. The Holy Ghost is about to show you how not to knock, but to unlock. The door belongs to you. What's inside after the door belong to you. You don't have to beg nor knock. From this night forward, you're going to unlock, because you're going to carry these keys of the kingdom and know how to use them. Give me my key. Give me my keys. I take them now. I'm going back home and unlock every good thing I desire or want. Shout, shout, shout. We have to stop. We got to stop asking for what is ours, the kingdom of heaven. Suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Click up. I, according to what Jesus paid for, I'm supposed to be rich. Click up. I'm supposed to be healthy. Click up. Woo, my marriage should be happy. Click up. I can't wait to get home. Click up. Watch me. Watch me. I'm going to say something. I'm going to quit eating that stuff killing me. Click up. You can't eat no pecan candy with diabetes and take a pill. Click up. Matthew 16. You there? Now you know this is a. You can sit down. You can sit down. I'm gonna preach a little on. Oh, Rabbi, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, Rabbi, I got a hole of something. Something going on up in you. Hallelujah. I know my life is changing right now. What? How many of y'all believe your life is changing? Turn around and around, round and around and around and around. Your life is changing. The kingdom of God is manifesting in this, in this house now. Let me show you something about these keys. That's all the further I'm going to get. Shatalalabahaya. Go presekanakasa. The Lord say, you've been working too long. Go play now. It's time to play. It's time to be blessed. It's time to have the best. It's time for God to unfold his arms in your life forever. It's time to play, man. I'm tired praying about everything I need. The Holy Ghost up in here, boy. I don't care what you say, the Holy Ghost is up in here, and he's doing something in here, and he's setting people free up in here. I'm telling you, you stand up there like a log on a frog. The Holy Ghost is doing something in this, what? In this house now. Let the Holy Ghost have a free roll up in here and set you free. If you believe the Holy Ghost in you, shout. Listen, I'm gonna ask you one more question. If you know The Holy Ghost can handle your situation right now. Shout. Holy Ghost will handle. Holy Ghost handle. Let the 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 Holy Ghost. 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 It's the Holy Ghost. 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 He got it. The Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Dutton, you and your wife come here. Why are you coming? I'm going to talk to you. Not going to be the same in your life no more. Watch him. You're too good a man. You should be further than what you are. And because of the connection, the Lord just told me, he warned me, he just said, he said, while there's anointing on you, put your hand on him. All them years you serve other men, you should be further. But I'm going to lay my hand on you, and you're going to escalate. I want you for a while to preach my sermon. I want you to act like me. Preach my sermon, act like me. We ain't no different. You my son.
Yes, sir.
And the breakthrough that been hanging up in the spider web the night I killed the spider. And that spider web will never tingle you another day. Soprone. Kumanuna. Shape. I hear these words. I want y'all to take them to you here. You divorce from lack. Whoa. Y'all taking it? How many of y'all taking it? How many of y'all took that? How many of y'all took that? Shout like you took it then. I'm divorced from lack. Got it? Mark this day down. Let's try to follow the Holy Ghost, you see. That's who you need to follow, the Holy Ghost. I'm just trying to find out what he want to do here. Man. I sense something opening. You know, on the top of that house, them boys went through. They didn't have to drill no other hole. Find out a way to hold that and go through it. Why try to drill another hole? See, some of y'all, see, I read books and I see good revelation, I preach them. Why am I going to cry to God for when God done told me through the book? Y'all so deep, I'm going to pray, I'm going to get my original. Yeah, that's why you've been on your knees so long. God have talked to you already. My spiritual father would preach Smith Wigglesworth like it was came out of his mouth. He'd preach F.F. Bowery. But he placed his anointing on it. Sure. Yeah, back. I ain't getting no fuck. Let's just dance, jump around a little bit. I ain't getting no fuck. We'll get to the keys tomorrow night. Come on, let's jump, dance. Let's dance. I ain't getting no fuck. Let's have some fun. Act like you got it. Act like you got it already. I got it already. Act like you got it. Woo! I ain't gonna breathe anymore. That's enough. I'll finish it. I'll get to it. Hey, act like you got it. Woo! Act like you got it. Act like you got it. Act like you believe it. Dance like you believe it. Woo! Come on, children, come on. Come on. Camp meeting time. Camp meeting time. Hey, act like you got it. Act like you got it.